fireworks. And this time of the year, the 4th of July, you got a lot of people working with them. You got a lot of kids, you know, actually, it's a situation where you got kids who are interested in them, and some will find a way to actually get to them. But altogether, it's something that you really have to watch out for. And if you have kids that are interested, make sure that you got to have parental guidance about what's going on, correct?
Oh, absolutely. And I usually recommend kids that are actually experiencing fireworks, if there's not an adult present, to please leave the area.
Mm-hmm.
It's always good to have a parental guidance with this.
Right, exactly. And I think the key is impressing that on your kids as well. If you're going to play, you know, don't play with fireworks unless there is somebody around that knows what's going on. Because altogether, it's in playing with fireworks, that's not necessarily the best term to use, because you don't play around with them. Because if you play around with them, that's when the accidents start happening, especially to your eyes.
Very true, very true. We usually urge citizens to attend firework displays that are conducted by the professionals.
Mm-hmm.
Those are always the best anyway, and of course the most safe. But there are a lot of fireworks for sale, as you know. You go into different retail stores and establishments throughout Racine here,
mm-hmm.
and there's lots for sale. And out along the highway as well, you'll see those for sale there.
Right, you see those tents popping up all over the place this time of year offering fireworks. But the key is making sure, like Dr. Dean is mentioning, professionals know how to handle these things, because every year it turns out that there are always a number of injuries involved when it comes to fireworks, and a lot of them have to do with, you know, affecting one's vision as well.
Absolutely. The United States Consumer Product Safety Commission, the CPSC, estimated that there were over 9,000 total firework-related injuries and that were actually treated
mm-hmm.
in 2011. They did a study from June 17th through July 17th of 2011, and there were over 9,000 injuries that were reported and treated. So you know there were many more that weren't even reported during that time. But the eye injuries are actually among some of the most common. The only others that's more common than eye injuries would be burns to fingers and hands.
Right. And that's logical, because obviously it's a case, if you don't know what you're doing, things end up going off before you know it, and they bother your hands, and if you're looking at them, they're going to bother your eyes as well. So, and I think we know at this point, you know, who's most affected by these injuries along the way. It's young people.
Very true. There are a lot of kids involved with this particular study. Let me see if I can get some statistics for you here.
Mm-hmm.
Back in that same study, one in five of those cases were involving children.
Yeah.
Injuries to the eye were second most common, other than, like I had said, burns to the hands.
Right.
And when it comes to the eyes, the injuries are typically pretty serious, because they're lacerations or they get lodged foreign bodies from an explosive in the eye.
Oh.
Yeah, so typically what happens with fireworks that would launch, for instance, bottle rockets or those sorts of things that actually shoot or travel, like Roman candles and that sort of thing, that are flaming balls of fire in like a waxy base. Once that lands on your skin or your face, it's really not good. But the other thing with those that launch, you should not put those in any type of glass container, like a bottle, which
yeah.
you've seen that before, hence the name bottle rocket, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where glass can actually shatter and release shrapnel. The other thing, too, is when kids will try to pick up or relight fireworks that maybe haven't fully ignited.
Mm-hmm.
And you should always have a bucket of water handy. Just in case something happens, you can throw it in there or even put your hand in the water if it starts to get injured in that case.
Right.
Burn.
You know, Dr. Dean, the same thing, we talked about this last year with an optometrist, and the same thing is happening. You're talking about some of this stuff that happens to the eyes. I'm starting to rub my eyes and just saying, I would not want anything. And I think the same thing with you or anybody that's listening. You don't want something like that happening to your eyes, no matter what your age, especially kids.
Right. Well, what happens with a burn or something that's just blown into the eye is the tissues are now softened as well.
Mm-hmm.
And if you start to rub, you can grind that foreign body or embedded particle deeper into the eye. But you're right. The first instinct is it hurts, I'm going to rub it. And that's what kids will do as well as us adults.
Right. So. Now, say, for example, something does happen. You know, it's a case where you're going to try to get somebody probably to an emergency-type situation as quickly as possible, especially on a day like the 4th of July when nothing's open.
Right.
You know, say, for example, something does happen.
Sure.
Now, what's the best thing to do first off when it comes to an eye injury because of fireworks?
Mm-hmm. Well, the best thing would be to make sure you don't rub the eye, as we just mentioned.
Right.
You want to do something to shield the eye from the pressure. If there is a foreign body in there, you don't want to make it penetrate the eye.
Mm-hmm.
So either taping or securing, say, the bottom of a foam cup or a milk carton or a similar shield against the eyebrow and cheek and bridge of the nose, to have something you can put over the victim's eye in that sense. And then, of course, get the medical attention immediately. Walk-in clinic or emergency room. But most importantly, don't sit there and rub.
Right.
You don't want to give aspirin or ibuprofen because these non-steroidal anti-inflammatory type drugs tend to reduce the pain, but they can thin the blood and cause more bleeding at the same time. So use Tylenol would be the best pain reliever at that point. And you don't want to apply any kind of ointment or medication without consulting a licensed optometrist first.
So
get that medical attention as soon as possible.
So what you're saying is get something over top of the eye that'll prevent the rubbing to happen. And it reminds me an awful lot of when I was a kid. I don't see it popping up that often these days. They used to have public service announcements about it, and you may remember about the lazy eye. And
sure.
I know I had a cousin who had something of that sort, and they put a little protective cup over top of his eye, probably so he wouldn't rub it. So that makes perfect sense. You know, when it comes, it's no different than like a cone around a dog's neck. You don't want the dog itching at anything. So
right.
That's, you know, I hate to put it in that parallel, but it's probably the most logical analogy we can come up with when it comes to protecting yourself from further damage from an injury like that.
Absolutely. Yeah, you want to keep your hands away. And then, again, seek that medical attention. Even some of the mild injuries, as these burns progress, they can get worse.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't want to wait too long to say, well, we'll just see how it looks in the morning. That's usually not a good idea.
Right. And
if the child can open their eye and there's really not a lot of pain, you're probably okay at that point. Wait 5-10 minutes, see how they respond. But if they cannot keep their eye open because it hurts, and that goes on for more than 5 or 10 minutes, I would recommend you get in to see someone ASAP.
Right. And one thing we do want to stress, there are a lot of people that think, you know, it's like on the 4th of July, yeah, you have a lot of the fireworks you mentioned, like bottle rockets and other sorts of more explosive type fireworks along the way, but people think sparklers are something that really anybody can handle, and it's not that big a deal, but it is that
right.
big a deal.
It's very true. I was just going to mention that. We're talking about bottle rockets and things that fly or spin and throw off sparks. Sparklers are known as being some of the favorite among children of any age. You'll see adults lighting a sparkler and giving it to a baby to hold, you know.
Yeah.
So they are favorites and generally thought to be reasonably safe in the minds of parents and adults. It's the young who tend to be especially attracted to these sorts of things, and they actually suffer the greatest negative impact as a result.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, keep in mind it's the young boys or young men that are overwhelmingly impacted. Actually, 68% of injuries are the boys, of course, because we're more drawn to that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. That's true. So just as a wrap-up, I guess the key is, you know, if there's any fireworks activity going on in the backyard, make sure that the people who are using them know what's going on. Because the thing is, we're talking about, yeah, professional shows, but you're going to have those people who go off to the roadside stand, buy a few things, and think that they can be experts at it. And in a lot of cases, those are the folks that are the ones that end up seeing you later on saying, I got this thing in my eye.
Right, right. So make sure you have a hose handy that you can turn on quickly, and or that bucket of water. That always helps, too. And make sure there's an adult taking full responsibility for everything that's happening. And that's the only person that should be lighting any fuses, of course. But we really have to take in the reins and promote safe use of fireworks for everyone within our circle of family and friends.
Dr. Dean Rosenberg joining us from Racine Optical. He's a good friend of the station here at WRJN, talking about how to stay safe with fireworks, especially around your vision on the afternoon news here at WRJN. And by the way, one thing we were talking about when you visited the station the other day is it's a quick tip if you're somebody, because you took a look at the glasses I had.
Right,
you,
Ted.
And you were saying, how in the heck can you see through those things? And you gave me a nice little tip to keep those glasses clean. Why don't you just pass that along?
Absolutely, you bet. Yeah, a lot of people have a problem keeping their eyeglasses clean, and the best way to clean eyeglasses is with warm running water and a drop of Dawn dish soap, some type of soap that's going to cut the oils or grease that you typically have come smudging off your nose or brow. So running water and a drop of Dawn does a fantastic job of keeping those eyeglasses clean and helping you see your best to enjoy those those fireworks this 4th of July.
And you can sing along to that Johnny Nash classic, I Can See Clearly Now, after doing something like that. Dr. Dean
Absolutely.
Rosenberg, thank you very much for joining us, and have
Thanks,
a great 4th of July,
yes.
sir.
Thank you very much, and it was always a pleasure to talk to you, Ted. Take care now.